Savitri, Book 8, The Book of Death, Canto 3, Death in the Forest, pages 564 to 566. And Savitri sat on the branches wide, cool green against the sun, not the hurt tree, which his keen axe had cloven, that she shunned, but leaned beneath a fortunate, kingly trunk. She guarded him in her bosom and strove to soothe his anguished brow and body with her hands. All grief and fear were dead within her now, and a great calm had fallen. The wish to lessen his suffering, the impulse that opposes pain, were the one mortal feeling left. It passed. Griefless and strong, she waited like the gods. But now his sweet familiar hue has changed into a tarnished grayness, and his eyes dimmed over, forsaken of the clear light she loved. Only the dull and physical mind was left, vacant of the bright spirit's luminous gaze. But once, before it faded wholly back, he cried out in a clinging last despair, "Savitri, Savitri, oh Savitri, lean down my soul and kiss me while I die." And even as her pallid lips pressed his failed losing last sweetness of response, his cheek pressed down her golden arm, she sought his mouth still with her living mouth, as if she could persuade his soul back with her kiss. Then grew aware they were no more alone. Something had come there, conscious, vast, and dire. Near her, she felt a silent shade immense, chilling the noon with darkness for its back. An awful hush had fallen upon the place. There was no cry of birds, no voice of beasts. A terror and an anguish filled the world, as if annihilation's mystery had taken a sensible form. A cosmic mind looked out on all from formidable eyes, contemning all with its unbearable gaze, and with the mortal lids and the vast brow, it saw in its immense destroying thought all things and beings as pitiful dream, rejecting with calm disdain nature's delight, the wordless meaning of the deep regard, voicing the unreality of things, and life that would be forever but never was, and its brief and vain recurrence without cease, as if a silence without form or name, the shadow of a remote, uncaring God, doomed to his not the illusory universe, cancelling its show of idea and act in time, in its imitation of eternity. She knew that visible death was standing there,